going to be learning the second half of Ois Vav of Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavil. Page 472, the paragraph that starts, V'yeshloimar ha'azbora bazeh. Now it's important that we understand the following yesoi, the following foundation, the following perspective. And that is that it seems to be pretty silly to have explanation, to sit there and explain as to why the Friedrich Rebbe had to come to America. Why America had to be the place where the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel came to. Because the answer in the rational person is very, very simple. They had to run away from war-torn Europe, and therefore they couldn't go to Russia. They were kicked out of Russia. So therefore they had to come to America, a place of safety. But we have to understand the following yesoid, that things don't just happen to a Nosi Hador. There is a Hayoim Yoim of Chav Beis Shvat, where it explains that there are two types of laws, two types of gesetzen. One which are created from life. In other words, you're put in a certain circumstance, and now the country has to make a law how to deal with that circumstance. Then there's the Chukei HaTorah, the laws that the Hirois of Torah, they bashaf in Leben, they actually create the metzias of life. Torah is not a result of Olam. Istako Boiraisa Ubora Alma, Torah creates the world. The same thing is true with what happens to a Nosi Ador. The world has no control as to what happens to a Nosi. The Nosi controls what happens in the world. We know when the Alter Rebbe didn't want to go to prison, so the horse stopped, died, the carriage wheel broke, the boat stopped for Kiddush Levana. This is the way a Nosi Ador, Tzadik Ador, behaves and rules. Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So the Friedrich Rebbe coming to America is not just, hey, we need a place to go, there was a war, but that's the tachlis, there's a reason that the Nosi Ador had to come to America. That was part of the Ruchnizdik plan, and that was the goal. So now we're going to explain why it is that the Nosi Ador came to America and actually created America to a certain extent. There is a famous letter, and I think this is correct, where the Rebbe wrote, I think it was President Bush. And the Rebbe explained, spoke about, I think we wished him happy birthday. And the Rebbe said that when he came, or maybe that was when the year that he came, maybe it was Chamishim Shana of coming to America. And the Rebbe says that the year that he came to America, 1941, that was when July 4th, the American day, became an official holiday. In other words, when the Rebbe came to America, it actually made America an official America, an official free country. So what's going on over here? So the Rebbe explains that we have a goal. Our goal is to bring the Shekhinah to this world, and we have to get Dira B'Tachtoinim. What is the Tachton of the world? The Tachton of the world, it's Chatzi Kadur HaTachton. The world has two parts. It's the upper hemisphere, in other words, Europe, Russia, Eretz Yisrael. Over there were Yidden, Shemrei Torah, Mitzvahs, since Matan Torah. Then you had this part of the world, what they call the New World, which was only discovered very recently. Torah Mitzvahs is very new to America. When the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, they said it's impossible to bring Yiddishkeit to America. He had to fight the campaign of America's Nitandish. So this was the Chatzi Kadur HaTachton. For Mashiach to come, the whole world has to be a Dira Lo Yisborech, including Chatzi Kadur HaTachton. So therefore, by elevating, the Rebbe says, Halah Samoka Mayoise Tachtoin, when we elevate the Tachtoin, Mailim Gamas Kol Sharim Akoimis Deretzam, you actually elevate the whole world. And in order 77, we bring the famous mashal that if you pick up a building from the middle, only half the building gets elevated. if you pick up a building from the bottom, the whole building gets elevated. So by elevating the tachtoin, you're automatically elevating the elyon, the whole world. Now, what gives us the koyach to elevate chatzi kader atachtin? Inyin ze nase ayidei beis rabbeinu shebechatzi kader atachtin. The fact that the ikar ashchina, the nasi ador, the beis rabbeinu shebebovel, is in chatzi kader atachtin now. So that enables us to elevate the whole world, to make the whole world, including chatzi kader atachtin, and all the way lepina chinidachas boilam. Think of the shluchim that are going out to all corners of the world, mamish. To make that Eretz Yisrael, which like we explained earlier, the Maimer Chazal, that Eretz Yisrael will expand to the entire world. And Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, will be mispashed in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Because all the Bati Knesias and Bati Midrashis of the whole world are going to be mechubar to the Beis HaMikdash, Begula Amitis Vashleima by Mashiach. And who is Mashiach? Ayide Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Nasi Adur, Shua Mashiach Shebedar. He's the Mashiach of the generation, like we mentioned earlier. He has the Neshama Klolis of all the Nitzaitis of Mashiach, which is inside every person. And now the Rebbe says a Gevaldik Echidish. Void Vigam Zikir, Shua Nasi the Teres HaChasidis. He's not just the Nasi Adur and Mashiach Shebedar. He's the Nasi of Teres HaChasidis, which is, we know in RS 78, that Teres HaChasidis is the Yechida Shebetoira. If you learn Kuntres and Yonash or Teres HaChasidis, which was recently reprinted in Kutesiches Chelik Mem, the first krach of Kutesiches Chelik Mem, the first thing is the Kuntres and Yonash or Teres HaChasidis, which is connected with the Yechida Shebeyisrael, the Nishmasi of Mashiach Tzidkenu. So therefore, by through spreading chassidus, yifutz ma'nesecha chutzah, avachutzah shein chutzah mimenu, poil and bias malkum mashicha. This brings Mashiach, like Mashiach himself, told the Baal Shem Tov, in the famous Aliyas HaNeshama, in Tov Kuv Zayin, where in the first letter of Keser Shem Tov, where the Baal Shem Tov describes his Aliyas HaNeshama. Now the last paragraph of the Ois, V'alpiza muvan goydo la'iloi de beis rabbeinu. Now we could understand even more the great Maila of the Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, the Migdash Ma'at Ikri Begolos Achrin, the main Migdash Ma'at in this last Golos, Shenosa Migdash V'yoshev Shom, that's where the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash traveled and is there, V'lechein, and therefore, HaReumokim HaMikdash Gufi D'losed, we said, that and it's connected, and that's where the Beis HaMikdash is, that's where it's going to come, and that's where it's going to be part of. It's going to be revealed there. From there, it's going to be returned to Yerushalayim. So what comes out from here? That there is a deep, deep kavana in the fact that the Rabbeim had to come to America. You have to understand this. It's not just, you know, it had to happen and we had to come here. Which I want to share with you a hergish, especially connected to Tess Oder, and, you know, something to think about. And that is that we know that by the Rebbe, every single thing of the Friedrich Rebbe is celebrated b'siya shturim, with the whole shturim. Mamish, mamish. The only days in Ayoyim Yoyim that says Chag HaGeula on it, where, you know, don't say Tachlan, actually says the words Chag HaGeula, are Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz. Not Yud Tes Kislev, not Yud Kislev, even though Yud Tes Kislev is Shana L'Chassidus. It doesn't say Chag HaGeula. The only days that say Chag HaGeula in Ayoyim Yoyim are the Friedrich Rebbe's Chag HaGeula. Yet Tes Oder, the Yoyim HaTzola, no, it doesn't say anywhere Yoyim HaTzola. It doesn't say Einayimim by Tachnun. We don't find that there were shturim dike fabrengins tes oder every single year. L'chayda, that sala of the Friedrich Rebbe should be like roish verishin. I mean, we find by other chassidim, for example, Satmir, their highlight of their year is Chof Aleph Kislev, the day that their Rebbe was saved from Europe. You would think that it would be b'chol ha'shturim mamish, the Rebbe, like, The Rebbe is celebrating Gimel Tammuz, the day the Friedrich Rebbe went to out of prison and into Golos. But Rebbe's test other didn't get that huge sturim. Because maybe part of the Hergish is that we don't want to change what test other is to the Rebbe. It's not just a Hatzola from Europe. It's a Shlav of coming the whole... He wasn't saved. This was the plan. This is had to come to America. This was the plan. It wasn't just, it's not a hot soul. Listen, we were running away and we ended up here. Coming to America was a mission and a job. It was the beginning of a whole new shlav. It was the point and beginning of a mission. It was actually the beginning of a mission, not the end of a hot soul. But the main thing is that once the Rabbeim came to Chatzi Kadra Tachten, that makes it more ready for Bias David Malka Mashiach.